Monday Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9watd.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back, Joe. We are back. We are back here on Monday Night Talk. Just a reminder, folks, we do our best to try to put these up. I know lately I don't get them up like the following day or two.
You're slacking.
I'm slacking. You could always take over that duty, Joe.
I'm busy.
Yeah. Nice. But we do put the podcasts up. So if you've missed any of our conversations this evening, they will go up usually before the next show. They are up. We usually take a little picture of our guest if they're in studio. And we put them up so you kind of can connect the dots. Joining us in studio, this gentleman is promoting a show that is going to be taking place a week from tomorrow at the Sanctuary Church, 185 Plain Street, right here in good old Marshfield. Show, I believe, is at 7:30 p.m. We have John Shanahan, who is calling himself a show promoter at the moment.
At the moment,
but he's a guy who likes to sample and share fine music. Would that be a proper assessment?
That would be.
There are other things on your resume, but that's
for this one for now. As you know, Kev, I've been reviewing ambient electronic and new age music and producing a podcast for a number of years. I started reviewing in 2003. Started the podcast in 2009, and I am very evangelical about this kind of music. I think that it's underrepresented is a good word. I think that a lot of people don't take the time to get to listen to it and broaden their horizons a little bit. So I kind of take that mantle on a little bit myself, and this, what we're doing at Sanctuary Church, is something I've wanted to do for a while, which is to create a concert series for this kind of music. In our area, because really there's nothing like this around. There are great showcases in Boston and Cambridge for experimental music or avant-garde music, really challenging, interesting stuff, but really challenging and not terribly approachable at times. Not to diss anyone's music, but I thought about going to one of these events at one time, and I was looking at the performer's bio, and in it they mentioned that one of the instruments that they typically use in their compositions was latex balloons. And I thought, I really am not sure that I'm all that interested in spending an evening listening to someone playing a latex balloon. So there's that stuff out there, but there's nothing for people who like, let's call it calm, meditative. I mean, some people call it new age music. Some people call it relaxation music or yoga music. I just call it contemporary instrumental. And what we're doing on next Tuesday night, April 14th, is bringing Robert Rich to Marshfield. And this is his first time playing in the Boston area. Now, Robert has been creating this music for 30 years. He has a catalog that's basically 36 albums deep. He has composed scores for film and television. I believe that Pitch Black, the Vin Diesel movie.
Weasel.
Wasn't that one of the first Riddick movies?
Yep.
Robert composed music for that.
Wow.
He has influenced an incredible number of other electronic musicians and has played all around the world. In fact, after he does the show here in Marshfield, he's actually flying to Copenhagen to play a show at the Copenhagen Film Festival. So for all of that, for everything that this guy has done, he has never had a chance to play in the Boston area. So we're going to take care of that next Tuesday night. And it's going to be an interesting show.
What got you into this type of music? And it's funny you mention you were kind of going over the different genres. So funny is that the days when rock was just rock.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's got, there's so many different types of rock or punk or... You just pick a music genre, and it's like it's been spliced.
So many times. And even within this stuff, within ambient, new age, electronic music, you have a lot of different areas. But, I mean, I think what got me into it, I mean, I've always, even as a kid, I was listening to a lot of instrumental music. And I can actually pinpoint the first time that, that this kind of music, this kind of electronic music, really caught my ear, and this will date me so drastically.
You don't have to do it, John.
I was walking past a Radio Shack. That's one step.
Are they still around? Well, at least for now. Till next week.
For now. And I heard, actually, there's a great album called Oxygen by a French musician, Jean-Michel Jarre. And I heard this playing. It was on a turntable outside Radio Shack. And just the sound was absolutely captivating. And I picked it up almost immediately. And that kind of started my love for this kind of music. And I had people... It's the same kind of way that everybody, I think, finds new music. I had friends introduce me to Tangerine Dream, for example, who some people might know did the soundtrack for Risky Business and were, the leading electronic musicians in the 70s and into the 80s. I had someone else introduce me to, a musician named Isao Tomita, who had this enormous analog synthesizer, and he would recreate classical music on it. But like all kind of electrified and funky, and then into the 80s when New Age became sort of a big thing briefly, the Wyndham Hill label with people like Will Ackerman, George Winston, Michael Hedges, that sort of acoustic revolution that happened in the 80s. So all of this music, I fell in love with contemporary instrumental, and it's been my thing.
And let's not also forget, I know for a fact that you're a big fan of what happens here on Friday nights.
I love the alternative.
Too many times I've seen on the Facebook you posting, and I percolate with pride because, there's so many great shows on this station, and to hear somebody like of you yourself who samples and listens and shares music to say,
being a gentleman of a certain age. Chris's show is smack in my wheelhouse, and I love listening to that show. Yeah.
Joe, did you want to ask a question?
Yeah, maybe this is not the right way to ask the question, okay. But has electronic, the contemporary kind of, what was the contemporary
instrumental,
has that ever hit what we would consider mainstream?
No.
Okay. And I'm just curious because, you cited a bunch of movies that have had these composers, in them. I just didn't know if any of the music ever kind of made it out into what we would consider, mainstream.
Yeah. I think number one, that if people really stopped and took a listen to some of, particularly in the ambient genre, which, is kind of quiet, drifting, beatless constructs, big, long chords, a lot of dense layers of music. I think if people listen to a little bit of that, they would realize how much of it does work its way into film and into into television. There's an artist, actually, a gentleman named Chad Lawson, who recently just had a piece of his kind of inserted into a scene in The Walking Dead, which was actually kind of playing in the background, and this is that kind of thing that these guys are striving for, because there's not a huge amount of money to be had in this kind of music. So when you can get that kind of placement, they're all about that. But I think that the closest that this music came to really hitting anything resembling a mainstream was all of the Wyndham Hill music that came out in the 80s. And again, this was all acoustic instruments. There's some great guitarists, people like Alex Degrassi, Michael Hedges, who unfortunately shuffled off the planet far, far too soon. Just an amazing... They called him the guitarist from another planet.
Hmm.
And the things that this man could do with one guitar was amazing. George Winston was a very big name at one point. A pianist. He played barefoot on stage. And actually, he played Symphony Hall. So I think a lot of the Wyndham Hill stuff, it started to become more mainstream, and then it just kind of, I don't know why really, it just kind of petered out. Something else popped up, something shinier popped up, and sure, off we went on.
You're not calling it a fad, are you? You're not saying that it had,
No, it wasn't that it was a fad, but I think that it got a lot of notoriety, I think, for its honesty. It was this wonderful, genuine sound. One of the things about the Wyndham Hill sound was that it was very clean and very beautifully produced, and again, you've just got, when you watch one guy with a guitar, and he's got like a whole symphony coming out of this thing. It kind of caught the attention, and then it's still out there. A lot of these guys are still recording, but it just, that was about the closest it came to being. So then you have people like Robert, who, again, you know, has been going at this for 30 years. He's one of those artists who is constantly kind of redefining himself as an artist. And his style is really, really interesting. It's very eclectic. If people aren't familiar with him, he has kind of a basis in classic electronic music, again, like I mentioned, Tangerine Dream earlier. Or, you know, if you think of the synthesizer break in the middle of Come Sail Away by Styx. Well, that's a sequencer. And sequencers were kind of like the foundation of 70s electronic music, of early electronic music, where you get that great kind of geometric, very angular stepping sound. So he has a strong basis in that. And then in with that, you get, again, the ambient stuff, which, drifting, very soft, very quiet, long meditative pads that come in there. And over on top of that, he also brings in a lot of world music influences. One of the things that figures into his live setup and on his albums is a pedal steel guitar, which I think most people associate with country western music.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, it's got that great slide sound. Well, you take a pedal steel guitar and that slide sound that we all love, run that through some effects and through some processors, and you end up with this big, fantastic... Well, obviously, you can manipulate the sound any way you want, sure, but this big, fantastic sound that has almost like a crying aspect to it, you know, big, beautiful chords. And then Robert is also an accomplished flute player. The Japanese bansuri flute, I think, is his go-to, which is this hollow... well, obviously, all flutes are hollow. Excuse me. It's a wooden flute that has a great hollow, organic tone. So that comes in there as well. And it's not like... Some songs are electronic, some are ambient, some are world. I mean, this is everything kind of comes together in his composition. So you get this great combination of dynamics. And this show is going to be just phenomenal.
I believe you have been kind enough to share a couple of tracks where I think maybe this would be the time to share a little bit of Robert Rich's work.
Bring in some music.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
Let's get quiet in here.
Joe, light the candles.
Here we go.
I'm going to break out the yoga mats and kind of help set up this particular song.
This is Eulalia, which is off of Robert's new release, which is called Filaments. Just came out this year on my review site. I gave it a glowing review. It's an excellent album. And again, in this, you'll get a lot of that, the dynamics of the music, just, you know, how he brings things together. And this is just a taste of what's going to happen at the concert. And I want to talk about that because I think it's very different than what people are used to.
All right, here is little Robert Rich right here on Monday Night Talk. Thank you. Monday Night Talk, and that is Robert Rich's. That's from Robert Rich's Filaments.
That is correct.
And the song was again?
That was called Eulalia.
Was that one of your favorites?
I love that. Yeah, that's a great track. I mean, this whole album is fantastic. I hope people enjoyed that. And
so it's simple. It's a lot. I don't want to say better, but it's more. It resonates more with me than I thought it would. Mm-hmm. You know, it really does.
Well, that's the thing. That's one of the things. What I'm really hoping, I mean, obviously, you know, there are people out there who already enjoy this music, but I'm really hoping to connect with people who, if you heard that and it even just piqued your interest a little bit, just to come out and experience
this.
That's
the idea.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about this show, two things about the show. First off, tickets are only $15, which really is not much more than your average movie ticket these days. And it's going to run about an hour and a half. So it's essentially the same length as a movie. So for the time and money investment that you would put into going to a movie, you can bring yourself out, have a really unique musical experience, hear a world-class artist right here in an absolutely beautiful space. Pastor Mark Huber at Sanctuary Church has been fantastic about helping me pull this together, and is very enthusiastic about using the space. And I do want to I want to let people know kind of what they're in for when they come in for the show, because I think when you think about a concert, okay, your average concert is song applause, song applause, song applause.
Kind of, yeah.
And you get some artist banter, you know, how are we doing, Marshfield?
No, you're wrong. It's usually, let's be accurate. What do you say, Boston? You could be anywhere. They could be over in Mansfield.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's true.
What do you say, Boston? It's usually the people who live here who know exactly where they are.
And so ambient shows don't really work that same way. What's going to happen on the 14th, again, Tuesday night, April 14th, 7:30 p.m., doors open at 7, is that Robert's going to be giving us basically an 80 to 90 minute unbroken set of like a continuous one set of music. So what I'm saying is from the first note right after, you know, shortly after we take off at 7:30, it doesn't stop for the next roughly hour and a half until that last note fades. It's just going to be one continuous shifting flow of music. He's told me through emails that in his rehearsals he's pulling in some stuff from his back catalog. So if people come and they are familiar with Robert's music, they'll hear elements that they recognize from that. But it's floating with new stuff like from Filaments and a lot of improvisation, which happens with ambient concerts. You know, things shift and change in the moment and with the vibe of the room. And the thing I think is great is that we don't give ourselves this kind of time anymore to just literally sit quietly, listen to music for over an hour. You know, I think we all have music going through all aspects of our lives. We listen to it when we're driving to work. We listen to it while we're working, while we're doing, you know, getting ready, you know, the end of the day. But we always have something else going on. You know, we're checking Facebook, we're driving, paying attention to the road, please. You know, so there's always some kind of distraction. This is an opportunity to be able to just set aside some time for yourself. And again, if you liked what you heard when we played Eulalia, if that even piques your interest, the dynamics of this thing is fantastic. You know, I've been to a number of ambient shows. You get quiet, you listen, and you know, all music has a physiological effect on us as well.
Sure.
You know, whether it's not just relaxation, but your mind gets to drift, and all the associations that come up when you listen to a purely instrumental piece, they're all yours. Do you know what I mean? You're not being told by lyrics what you should be thinking about. This is all you. So it's an hour and a half of just you and this music, and you just come out of it, I don't want to say like, you know, refreshed, invigorated, but when you haven't done anything but listen for over an hour, you'll feel different when you come out. And I really think this is a very unique experience for people. There's nothing like this in the area as far as presenting this kind of music. And I am hoping that this is the first of a series of shows that we'll be able to do at Sanctuary Church. Pastor Huber has been very enthusiastic about going forward with this.
Okay.
With my connections through my review site and podcast, I can call on some people, and I know I have other musicians who want to perform. In fact, I'm talking with a couple of them about shows in the fall. So,
is there going to be an opportunity, depending on the types of shows, depending on the genre of music, there are times from time to time that folks can meet the artist? Will there be an opportunity to meet this gentleman after the performance?
Absolutely. If you come out to the show, you can meet and speak with Robert after the show. He'll have a merch table there. You can you know, buy CDs and what have you. The thing about these guys too is that, especially again in the ambient industry, there's just no money here. For a guy who's been doing this for 3 decades, mm-hmm. and again, you cannot have a conversation about ambient music and the evolution of ambient music without mentioning Robert Rich. He's that integral to the whole scene. This guy is literally getting into his car and driving himself around the country because he wants to perform, because he wants to bring this music to people. I figure that, you know, you come out, you buy a few CDs, you're kicking in gas money, because when he leaves here, when he comes back from Copenhagen, he drives from Massachusetts to Wisconsin.
Mm.
And, you know, again, it's kind of punk rock. Getting in the van by yourself and driving around the country to play music.
It's like the Warped Tour.
But yes, exactly.
It's like the Warped Tour.
So yeah, there is an opportunity to meet Robert, speak with him. And you know, that's kind of it. The ambient musicians, any show that I've gone to, it doesn't matter how big these people are, and I've seen some of the, you know, some of the bigger names within this community, just the most approachable people you'll ever meet. Very, very genuine.
Again, speaking with John Shanahan, he is the one who is promoting this show with Robert Rich, the Filaments 2015 tour that's going to be at the Sanctuary Church, 185 Plain Street, right here in Marshfield, Tuesday, April 14th. Doors open, 7?
Doors open at 7. It's $15 cash at the door. If you like, you can call me to reserve tickets before then. The number is 781-956-0248.
Okay. As far as, let's give a little bit of a plug. If folks want to check out, if they like this, or they like ambient mm-hmm. music, the site to listen to Robert Rich and others?
You can go to my website, which is hypnagogue.net. That is, I'll wait till you get a pen. You got it? That's awesome. Okay, get one that works. All right, good.
Usually takes 2 or 3 times.
HYPNAGOGUE. It's hypnagogue.net. You can find links to the podcast, tons and tons of reviews, links to shows to listen to, links to the artist websites at hypnagogue.net.
All right. Cool. We have another track. Do you want to say something in closing?
No, I was just going to say it's very. I'm very musically inclined, so I think I'm always open to new, interesting music. This sounds
and
certainly interesting.
So much of it out there.
Yeah,
so much stuff.
Help set up this final track this evening.
We're going to play us out, are we? This is a track called Ether Fields. This will give you a different feel for the dynamic of the music that will be played on Tuesday night. This is also off the Filaments album. And I do hope we'll see people Tuesday night, April 14th.
Thank you for coming in, John. And folks, thank you for listening. Until next week at 6:15 p.m., have a great evening.
Good night.